Suppose a woman is wearing beads around her neck. You might say that's a very pretty what of beads?
Necklace.
Okay. Is there any other kind of phrase that you'd use to something of beads?
And they go around there as a necklace.
Okay. Suppose two men have a fight and one defeats the other. You might say that one man really what the other?
Well, I wouldn't tell you what I'd say.
No, I want you to tell me what you say.
He sure did beat him up, all I'd say.
Have you heard some other things that people say like that too?
Yeah,
what do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You know, say he's down on his when he's like this. What would that be?
Now you got me.
Is there not a term for that?
What is it, back here?
Yeah, when he's squatting down on his legs like that, what do you call that?
What would he be doing?
Was there any name for it? I know some people don't.
I know all I'm doing. Okay. Squat down.
Okay, good. What are some words that you've heard people use that mean a stingy person? Somebody who never wants to turn loose of a penny, lost always.
Stingy.
Just stingy? Okay. Suppose you see a person that's wearing very funny looking clothes that are in pretty bad taste, like maybe he's plowing his field in his Sunday suit or something like that.
Plowing with his Sunday suit on.
Yeah, how would you say he looks? If he's wearing very clothes that are in bad taste. Yeah. Would there be any kind of word that you'd... Or suppose he's walking down Main Street in a bright orange suit.
That's a clown.
Okay.
Clowning for something.
What do you call it when a person is wearing his best clothes? He's all dressed up. What do you call that?
He's really dressed.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person that's very lively and gets around, you know, unusually well?
Let's see what I say. I'm so old, I don't know what to say. I have said it was a young old lady, a young person to be so, you know, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have used this word, so now she's a young old person.
I've used
that word because they act young and still they're old.
Mm-hmm.
I have used that word.
You'd say that a lazy or unambitious person is very what? Somebody who's lazy, never wants to do anything.
Yeah, stomp down lazy.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
It couldn't be a... woodpecker?
Mm-hmm.
Woodpecker, I think.
Okay, good. What do you call the insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshoppers.
Okay. What do you call it when a person cuts... Say instead of, if you come, as this is a field here, and you come to one corner of it, instead of wanting to walk all the way around, you just cut across it all the way like this. Is there any particular name for that? That kind of cutting across?
I don't know. Went across the field, but diamond cut? I'd have to see something like that.
Okay. Or same thing. Suppose you had two streets, you know, like that on a corner. Mm-hmm. And there's one house on this corner, and there's another house across the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say those two houses were what from each other?
Across.
Okay. How would you tell somebody that they were on opposite sides of the corner?
So how would I tell them?
Yeah, I suppose you're trying to explain maybe that there's a house on the opposite side of the corner there. Would you call it